Good morning. It's Thursday, April 18th. Celebrate Teen Literature Day. I love this. Every teen should have a favorite book. For me, it was Waiting for Godot because I was a loser. Other books, cooler books, would be better, I think. But whatever, as long as they're reading, you know? And now the news. Let's start with the news that along a party line vote, the Senate has rejected the House's attempt to oust Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the House Republicans failed to meet, quote, the high standard of high crimes and misdemeanors in their charges, and noted that this impeachment could set a dangerous precedent. To which House Republicans said, no, yeah, that's right. That's what we're trying to do here. Did you not know that? We're not keeping it a secret. This is our thing now, you know? It's not a great moment for House Speaker Mike Johnson, who invented this impeachment, likely because they know they can't impeach Biden, nor do they want to actually do anything about the border. So they did this instead without actually proving any real crimes. And so for it to be so quickly tossed out in the Senate is an embarrassment for Johnson. And I just think that's great. He should be embarrassed more often. I think it would be helpful to him. I mean, I'm embarrassed all the time. It's character building. And he could use it. And speaking of being a pretty weak Speaker of the House, House Republican leaders have unveiled their latest and greatest aid package, which includes more than $60 billion in aid for Ukraine, as well as money for Israel and Taiwan. Now, that money for Ukraine is very important. It's very, very necessary. But this bill, which could come to a vote as early as Saturday, could be followed very possibly by a vote to say bye-bye to Mike Johnson's speakership, because for some reason, Marjorie Taylor Greene gets to be involved in politics. Something has gone terribly wrong in this timeline, but she does, and she has decided that sending aid to Ukraine to help them is like a bridge too far for her, and has said multiple times that if the speaker passes a bill that includes aid for Ukraine, she will bring up a vote of no confidence against him. And now two other people have agreed with her. So we'll see, I guess, what happens. At least 18 people were injured on Wednesday after a Hezbollah drone hit a village in northern Israel, with two of the injured in critical condition. Meanwhile, Israel's Netanyahu has declared that the country will, quote, do everything necessary to defend itself, while warning allies that they, quote, will make their own decisions about what to do in light of Iran's attack last weekend. So we remain stressed. The Department of Justice is in settlement talks with survivors of former sports doctor and current horror Larry Nassar to the tune of about $100 million. Not enough by any means. No amount is enough for what he did, but that is currently where they're at right now. The deal is not done yet, so we'll see what it all comes out to. But I just think, whenever possible, we should make sure that we talk about what an absolutely horrific fracture of a human being Larry Nassar is. That's all. And that's it. That's the news. Slow news day, and we will take it. Nobody tell anybody. Nobody be like, oh, it's a slow news day, and then Kim should have to do a record scratch. She doesn't want to do a record scratch. We like slow news days. That's nice. That's nice. I'm proud of teenage readers, or just all readers in general. Find a favorite book. It's good for you. But more than books, because, hey, you're quite the story yourself. I'm proud of you.